Now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Dan Allport. Dan is the Community Development Manager from the Deception Bay Neighbourhood Centre. Good morning, Dan.
Hello, Rosemary. How are you this morning?
Really good. Now, Dan, the reason that I'm speaking with you is that we had a member of your community write to us about the wonderful things that you are getting up to during this particular period. And I'm wondering if you would like to tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, it's great to hear that sort of the community are sort of being in touch with you. That's wonderful to hear. What we're doing at the moment at the centre is we're really trying to keep everything, going as it always has, but obviously just in sort of a bit of a remote sense. So all of our programs, like our Skilling Queenslanders program, counselling, financial resilience, that sort of thing, we're still running just remotely. So everything is still going the way that it was. It's just rather than, popping into the centre, we're doing it through Zoom or social media or over the phone. We're also we're doing quite a few craft packs, both for adults and for kids. We've had some wonderful volunteers from our grandparents group and our craft groups that normally meet fortnightly in the centre, but they've still been helping the community to come together by putting together some wonderful craft packs. And we've also had some of our dance and drama teachers who have been, putting them together for the kids as well, which has been wonderful to see. So people can just basically pop down and grab one of the craft packs. We've liked to weave a bit of a message into a lot of them. So we ran an Anzac Day one where, kids could make little, do-it-yourself poppies, and we included a candle and a little jar so that they could put that out for the Light Up the Dawn.
Lovely.
We've also done a little bee positive project, so it's all around bees, but also about staying positive at a tough time, but also, connecting together. So we've had people, who have done a bee and then have put that on their neighbour's mailbox with a little note that says bee positive, or they've done one of the little rocks and written bee positive on the back and hidden them down on the foreshore, which has been wonderful to see. So about, really keeping us connected and the community staying and empowering the community and not just, not just us.
Not just hibernating and waiting for everything to blow over.
Exactly. And next Friday we've actually got a free flu shot vaccine day, which is going to be fantastic. So we had one last week, and we had some nurses up here, and that was, a good 3.5-4 hours worth of flu vaccines for adults, which was wonderful to see. So yeah, we're just doing whatever we can, and it's just wonderful to be a part of the D-Bay community. It is, such a wonderful community that really looks out for itself and really looks after each other in, in this tough time.
Dan, it certainly looks as though you've got some people there on the staff, and I know Christine and Bev are, working behind the scenes, or not so much behind the scenes, but certainly working as well along with the other volunteers. But it's great that you're looking outside of the square, and what are some of the things that you might be doing for those in need? Because I know that's a big part of what you do as well.
Yeah, so we're still doing our Outreach Families program as well. It's something that I forgot to mention right at the top. So that's for family support. We're still operating in terms of our emergency relief, so people can come in any day of the week and grab some bread and milk from us, and then they can come down and grab a referral to pop down to the Lighthouse, and then we can also obviously refer on to other agencies and also see how we can help people that way.
Fabulous. Dan, for those people that may not know where the D-Bay Neighbourhood Centre is, can you give us an address, please?
Yeah, so we're 24 Endeavour Street in D-Bay, across the road from the hall, which is just next to the, used to be the Bowls Club, now the Darts Club,
okay.
And also nice and close to the library.
There you go. Dan, look, lovely. And as I said at the very beginning, this interview came about from a lovely person in your community that thought what you were doing was just worth mentioning. And I do thank you for coming on board this morning and telling us this. But also let's thank Belinda for getting that message to us and letting us get it out there to our wonderful listeners. And if they need you. And would somebody be in the, would they sort of need to phone you, Dan, before they came to the centre at all?
Look, people can definitely give us a buzz. You know, they can sort of pop down if need be. Mm-hmm. We're obviously observing all social distancing and hygiene guidelines.
Good.
If they do need to pick something up or drop something off. But if they're not sure, you know, they can always call us because we may be able to help them virtually. Like I was saying, we can do counselling over the phone or financial resilience or the family support, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, some of the Skilling Queenslanders things that we're doing. So we can still, if they want to give us a buzz and sort of find out how we can help first, they can definitely give us a buzz.
Would we do that on the 3204 number?
Yeah, the 3204-2022.
There you go. And I'll say that again shortly, Dan. But look, thank you very much for your time and I really appreciate it, and certainly pass on my thanks to Bev and Christine and, as I said before, Belinda, for alerting us to this wonderful project.
Yeah. And I'd just like to say a massive thank you to anyone who's dropped by. We had a donation drive and, you know, the community just really came together to support each other. We, you know, people have been dropping by. We had a banana bread dropped by for us at the centre this morning with a card to say thank you. just anyone that has helped out in any way, the centre, our normal volunteers, some of our new volunteers, absolutely anyone. We're just, you know, really proud to be part of this community.
Keep up the good work, Dan. We appreciate it very much. Thank you so much now. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rosemary.
Bye.